Some IT administrators are returning to work after the long holiday weekend here in the U.S. to a shock. Perhaps thousands of businesses have had their data held for ransom by a gang of cyber criminals known as R-Evil. The hackers apparently exploited a weakness in a software company called Kaseya, and the attack continues to rip through computer systems around the world. Let's bring in Alan Liska. He's an intelligence analyst at the cybersecurity firm Recorded Future. Alan, welcome.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on, Jane.
Well, tell us the significance of this attack, who's affected, and what it means for their businesses.
Well, and that's the interesting part. It's basically companies all over the world, and large and small. Many people probably saw that Coop, one of the largest grocery chains in Sweden, was completely shut down over the weekend because they couldn't process any payments. There are multiple companies that have been infected, again, small, medium, and large-sized.
Does it look like there was any sensitive information stolen or any other motive for this attack beyond the $70 million ransom that R-Evil is asking?
That's a really good question. So most modern ransomware attacks, as you point out, do have a data component to it. So the ransomware actors steal data and they publish it to an extortion website. In this case, that didn't happen because of the way the ransomware was deployed. They used a vulnerability in the Kaseya virtual system administrator to push the ransomware down. So they weren't able to steal files the way they normally would.
Mm. So this apparently affected thousands of companies, as you say, large and small, and public agencies around the world. But it's not like every one of them was individually attacked. So talk about the security breach at this one software company. It's called Kaseya. How did it spread so far so fast?
So what this was what we call a zero-day attack. So the attackers took advantage of a previously unknown vulnerability in this software. So it wasn't Kaseya themselves that were impacted. It was the vulnerability in their software. And because this particular software is exposed to the internet, basically all the attackers had to do was scan for any system that was exposed to the internet running this software, and they were able to exploit it. And they exploited what were referred to as managed service providers. And managed service providers provide exactly that, managed IT services for small to medium to even large companies. And they use that then access from the MSPs to deploy the ransomware.
Mm. So R-Evil is the same group that successfully extorted $11 million from the world's largest meat processor, JBS, just a few months ago in the United States. Does this attack suggest that they're getting more sophisticated or just getting bolder?
Right. So R-Evil's been one of the most sophisticated ransomware actors that have been out there. And it's not the first time that they've used previously unknown vulnerabilities. But this is a next level. This is something new that we haven't seen before from them, where not just an unknown exploit, but actually an unknown vulnerability that hadn't been seen before. It's a combination of the fact that they are getting more sophisticated, but also they have a lot more money. So, you know, there are bad guys who specialize in selling exploits and doing this kind of research on the underground market. And with the money that R-Evil's made from people paying ransom, they've been able to reinvest that into buying these exploits, buying previously unknown, specifically zero-day exploits, and using that against their targets. Mm.
Well, the CEO of Kaseya said that his firm's clients, the ones that were mostly impacted, were dental practices and architecture firms and libraries and plastic surgery centers, things like that. I mean, you mentioned this is next level for this R-Evil group. I mean, what's next?
We don't know. I mean, really, this could go one of two ways. They could continue to get bigger and bigger, but the timing of the attack is also very bad for them because governments have spent the last 2 months trying to figure out how to cooperate on ransomware in general. And now all of these governments that have victims are going to be focused their attention on our evil. And that's a lot of attention for even somebody as sophisticated as our evil. So this is truly an international attack. It's not just U.S. focused.
Mm-hmm. Well, President Biden suggested just last weekend that the U.S. would respond if it was determined that the Russian government had a role in this particular attack. The hackers are based in Russia. I mean, even if there is no evidence that Russian officials directed this cyber attack, does it put more pressure on the Biden administration and the Russian government to do something about these cyber criminals?
It absolutely does. All this summer, it's been one escalating ransomware attack after another, from Colonial Pipeline to JBS to now this attack. As these continue to grow, that's going to put more pressure on the White House, and the White House and the rest of the world governments are going to put more pressure on Russia to do something to stem the tide of these attacks.
Alan Liska is an intelligence analyst at Recorded Future. Alan, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you very much.